Do you have some question?
Suzuki wrote that Zen was a religion of the will. What he said. What do you think about that?
Religion
of the will. He said.
Oh, I haven't read it. What does he say?
Oh, he just said. I just remember this sentence. He said that Zen is a religion of the will.
Will. I don't understand.
Willpower.
Where?
Willpower.
Will.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. But where? No?
No.
Will.
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 I will do it.
Yeah. Yeah. He may. Legend. But willpower is not only power we have. No, will and emotion or feeling and morality. Willpower may be the driving power, but in contrast with European religion, they say emotion is deeper. They think it is emotion is deeper. And real power is not so deep. And interest is most superficial. But then it's not just real power, a legend of just real power. The Soto is maybe emotional. And religious feeling is something like emotional, but just emotional power, emotion blind. The willpower is also sometimes blind. So that is why we want rational power. But rational power will correct the mistake of blind or help blind willpower and feeling. more power. I don't exactly figure out why he said so, but because in practice we want big willpower, so then it's religion of practice, so he must have said then it's religion of will. I don't think that it's just will, religion of will, religion of whole mind. Some more question? Three bodies of Buddha. Some other question.
What is the importance of the body?
Body.
And as things are learning.
Some other question.
Would you please talk a little bit about Dogen's ideas on training? I've heard you talk about Dogen's training before, but I think it has a new sort of thing now, quite clear about it.
No. His idea of training. That may be the conclusion of the two questions. Some other question?
My question is, since man from the beginning has a cruel nature, why is he so inclined to be influenced by a small girl?
The three minds of the Buddha, three body of Buddha, you know, Dhammakaya Buddha, Nimakaya Buddha, and Sambhukaya Buddha. The Sambhukaya Buddha or Hoshi is Buddha let me explain a historical Buddha past Buddha as a human being. He is Nimakaya Buddha, and in another sense he is Sambhukaya Buddha, rewarded body by good merit and perfect practice. He attained Sambhakaya Buddha. Hoshin, Hoshin, Hoshin Buddha. He, after practicing a long time, he attained Hoshin, Hojin, Hojin Buddha. Rewarded by them. And Nimakaya Buddha is Buddha who takes various forms to save people. That is actually the historical Buddha. Historical Buddha is the embodiment of Sambhakaya Buddha. Or Dhammakaya Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha is Buddha as the truth, absolute truth. Absolute truth takes two forms. One is we say keshin butsu. Keshin is embodiment, body. And rewarded body and Dhamma body. And that is three bodies of Buddha. So actually, when we, by our practice, we will have rewarded body, which is full of virtue, like Buddha. Buddha is supposed to practice his way for many and many, I don't know how long, but many lives of practice. He attained his devoted body by long practice, like Amida Buddha. And Nimakaya Buddha, which is embodiment of the Buddha, the truth, is like Avalokiteshvara Ishvara Kanzen Bodhisattva. He takes various forms to save people. He does not take any particular form. He changes his form according to the people who he wants to save. This is so, but Nimakaya Buddha or Sambhakaya Buddha is not different from Dhammakaya Buddha. It is only one Buddha, but only one Buddha takes three forms, or three meanings. This is three bodies of Buddha. And why body is important is our body is to indispensable to express Dhammakaya Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha is absolute body, which is before form or color. You cannot see Dhammakaya Buddha. He has no form or color. If you have body, through body, you can express Dhamma. And when you want to save some particular person, he will take some special form to save some special person. When he wants to save fisherman, he will become a fisherman. When he wants to save a woman, he will be a woman. When he wants to save children, he will be a children. You know, that is his way of saving people. So, when you want to save people, when you want to save someone, you should be completely one with the people who want to save. Or else you cannot save. I think for a priest it is necessary. One important condition is not to be so fancy and not to be so rich. He must be rich. As rich the people are, just as rich as people are, or as poor as usual people are. Or else it is maybe, especially in a poor country like Japan, it is almost impossible to save people when you have too much money. Or when you have too much time or leisure, they may say, oh, that's proper. There's no wonder that he's so generous. He should help us, you know. And there's no problem, no difficulty for him who is rich to be generous. So this point is very important when you help others. This is idea of Nimakaya Buddha, like Arahate Ishvara Bodhisattva. Anyway, expression is important. How to express his spirit. To express our spirit or way, it is necessary to to express it through action, through body. Our physical action is very important. Actually, when you are trained, your demeanor will be, you know, different. Your conduct will be refined. Unless without well-trained body, it is impossible to express the truth and help others. So just by the presence of him will be, just presence of him among people will be enough to save people, to help people. And through physical practice, we can train our mind, or big mind. Or big mind doesn't want training. Unless you control your body with strong will, you know, will of religion, with strong will and well defined emotional function and defined aesthetic attitude or expression, we can help others. So anyway, training is necessary. When you want to express the big mind, by training we can we will be emancipated from the physical body even. But without physical body, no emancipation will be achieved. Without no material, you can play any magic. You want something. That is why physical training is wanted. And what was your question?
When? In the beginning, a man is. From the beginning, a man has to be in a school of nature.
Oh, yeah.
Against the water. It's going for a little mind.
Little mind. When you think that is little mind, that is little mind. You know. When you understand your mind is not little mind, that is big mind. So mind is the same. And when you think this is good or bad, it is always discrimination of small mind. When you say so, you know, be careful. when you say so, you are Christian based on the small mind.
Before,
like it is said.
Yes, in the beginning, like in the Bible, for instance, the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
Why was the temptation? I mean, why did the Adam and Eve give into this temptation? If there were pure stuff, you know, if they're completely already pure.
Already pure,
yeah, I mean,
you say.
To begin with, all Buddha nature. So to start off with, why did we go the other path and the small mind path?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. You say your question is based on small mind, you know. Discussion is like this. it may be better to answer. If I answer with small mind, you will understand it. In the realm of ethics or, you know, science or psychology, you will be satisfied with my answer. But my answer should be, you know, I should take religious standpoint. So it is impossible, you know, to answer your question from my viewpoint. Yeah, no. I cannot satisfy you.
Can you answer? I know this question would not be any way only to the end, and I can understand it. But this is not an intellectual, I'm just curious about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so
to some extent.
You can answer, and I'm not mad at you.
To some extent, I can. You will be satisfied with my answer, but you will not be completely satisfied with my answer. You know, so far, why do we have small mind is because of our ignorance. When we say ignorance, it is already religious viewpoint. But for you, that is not ignorance. That is scientific truth. But for us, that is ignorance. ignorance of our true nature. But that is knowledge of science. So, from scientific viewpoint, our true nature should be our inmost nature should be measured by, you know, some measure of value. Measure of value of morality or ethics or science, scientific truth. Something accord with scientific knowledge is Buddha nature. Some knowledge accord with moral truth is Buddha nature. Such something beautiful is Buddha nature. But this explanation will not satisfy you. Are you satisfied? For conscientious people, all people are bad. No one is good. It looks like so, and we feel so, because our true nature is so conscientious, so pure and so good.
Could you speak on the transmission? The master gives the student with enlightenment and its purpose.
When transmission is the symbol of perfect understanding of the transmitted way from Buddha. As I said, it is the cover of the Buddhist.
Is it necessary though for one with enlightenment? Why does the master have to give him transmission if he's already enlightened? What's the purpose of
it? That is cover.
Symbolic.
If you have no cover, the food will be become dusty more and more. If you know, it is 3,000 years, almost, not 3,000 years, but 3,000 years since he passed away, and fire transmission handed down through patriarchs, it will become very dusty unless you have cover on it. That is Dhamma. Dhamma is not just a written scripture. That is transmission. So transmission will be handed down from warm hand to the warm hand, from body to body. From person to person. That is transmission. That is Dhamma, or cover. You neglect cover. I don't want cover. If I have pen and food, that's enough. But fire it is so, but it will be stale. It will go bad. quite soon if you have no capacity. So, when you receive transmission, you know, it is not just simple. You know, we have many rituals. And when sometimes before we understand what is the full meaning of the cover, but we have to receive it. In that case, the master, recognize his possibility to have full understanding of the Dhamma someday. When he is so sure, when he becomes so sure, he will give you the transmission even before he realize its true meaning of the cup. And after studying the true meaning of the cover for a long time, you will realize, oh, it's tremendous. I have to transmit this cover to my disciple. In this way, our transmissions handed down from Buddha to us. Most of the time, you know, when we receive transmission, we have faintest idea of the transmission. So even though you receive transmission, that is that, like license, you know. If you have license, you can drive a car. But for us, it is not so, even though you have license. If you do not understand full meaning of it, it will. You cannot drive your car, actually. So you will find out later, perhaps when your master is no more. You understand why he was so difficult with you. Why he was so mean to you. That is where it goes. You know, society. It is too late. And when you realize it, you will regret why I was not with him more. Why I left him. So, why he left me source of, you know, that is how we feel about our master. So everyone, when we have a new temple, we offer incense to the state, to the country, and to the Buddha, and to the to our master. And everyone cries when he gives, offer the incense to his master. When, usually, when he offer incense to the Buddha, he does not cry. When he offer the incense to the country, he never cried. But before he offers incense to his master, he is like this. He is not there. He is already passed away. But that is how we feel. That is transmission. That is the relationship, master and disciple. In this way, we have covered to our Dhamma. That is the meaning of the cover. So sometimes when I become lonely, I talk about transmission with Reverend Katanil. When American people will understand the meaning of transmission? it will take pretty long time for you to understand the full meaning of transmission.
Does the formal ritual take place when the transmission is handed out?
Yeah. When I receive it, I was just busy. I was scared. He was so strict, and I was scared. That's all. After many years, I started to realize what it was. That is not because of the identical culture or, you know, this kind of feeling seldom appear in relationship father and his boy. It appears just master and disciple. His master is, you know, more valuable or more important better for him than his parents, for a Buddhist. That is Kappa, why Kappa is so important. And this kind of feeling still exists, and this Kappa is still exists in Japan. Jizai is free, without any disturbance, and without any form or color. Kan is not to observe form or color, but to understand full meaning of it. Full meaning of the color, through color and form, to understand its true meaning. Kan does not mean philosophy or science, scientific knowledge, scientific viewpoint, understanding from our sense organ or our by philosophical effort to penetrate into the true meaning of it. That is Kan. Kan and desire. When it the Kan is fully in function, the function is desire, free, without any disturbance.
Can you say that the last two sentences again?
If Kan is perfect, that function of Kan will be desire. Desire is free. No disturbance. The mind is, when you say mind, Of course, you have idea of body, mind and body, or big mind and small mind. So mind, meaning of mind is there are various meanings. We mean many things by mind. But this, it was a big problem for us. It has been, and still it is a big problem. What is mind and what is our body? Materialistic or duality or mind and body is the same. But in Buddhism, mind and body is two faces of one reality. Everything is mind. Mind includes everything, or everything. You know, we take this viewpoint. Mind. We are concerned about each individual's attainment, or nibbana, or happiness. So happiness should be for each one of us. We do not talk about just mind in scientific way. When we say mind, that mind is someone's mind, my mind or your mind, or someone's mind who is concerned about his own life. If so, mind includes various problems he thinks he will see, or he is involved in. So for him, mind is his hand, mind is his room, mind is his family, mind is his country, because his mind concerned with people, with family, with his body. So in this sense, mind and body is one. In religious sense. But for science, you know, mind is something, function. Some object of study. But for us, it is most concerning point. And each one's problem is mind. Do you understand the difference? So we are talking about each one's mind. I am talking about my mind, and you are listening to your mind, about your mind. Not someone's mind. If so, that mind includes all the problems you have. Without mind, there's no problem. Without you, there's no problem. Because there's you, you have problem. Because you have mind, small or big, I don't know. Anyway, because you have your mind, there is problem. So, whatever it is, the problem you have is your mind.
Is it also true from the other side that if I'm not mistaken, when you just know mind,
know mind.
Yeah, yeah. When you just know, when you become just mind, there's nothing else. There's really nothing else but mind, and it covers everything.
So, yeah, that's true. When you say mind, there's no material. When you say material, there's no mind. That is why watch the water, you know. Fish. Before you see the fish, watch the water. When you watch the water, there is fish. Not water. For science, it's water. But for me, it is fish. For scientific mind, it is water. Water. Oxygen plus hydrogen to plus oxygen is water, just water. But for me, it is not water, it is fish. And I'm involved in it, and I'm swimming in the water. In this way, we are, you know, flying through the sky. All the sky is mind. This understanding is very subtle and wonderful. You know. All the sky is my home. If you say that is too wide, it is too wide, that is your problem. If you say that's wonderful, that is your pleasure of life.
How long do you have to go fishing for you?
Before you go fishing?
How long is it you have to go fishing before you can see the fish?
How long does it take? What did you say?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't take any time. You are there. Fish is there, right there. Buddhism is two-handed, you know. You ignore the truth. It is two-handed. It is right here. this fish has immense value. You cannot measure its value. You don't know whether it is big or small. How many fishes are there? 1, 2, 3. Each one has his own fish, and each fish are the same. It's wonderful. And this kind of philosophy, not philosophy, actual fact, is interpreted in philosophical way. That is why it is difficult to understand Buddhist philosophy. The most difficult thing maybe is to give some interpretation to self-evident fact.
This is the end of the Friday evening lecture, starting at 6 p.m., ending now at 7:25.